This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Colorado yesterday. Her visit was part of the unveiling of a new device built by Global Thermostat. It's a Colorado-based company that promises to slow climate change by removing carbon from the air and injecting it into the ground. Pelosi praised the project.
When this story of humanity's victory over the climate crisis is written, today will be a defining moment.
The company unveiled its new machine in Brighton. It says it's the largest in the country's system currently pulling climate warming gases from the atmosphere. A decades-long effort to build a recreation center in Grand Junction finally won voter approval in last night's election. CPR's Tom Hesse has details from the Western Slope.
The dream of a recreation center in Grand Junction dates back to the 1970s. Voters have rejected a number of ballot measures over the years, including one led by a Grand Junction student. That changed this week when residents approved plans for a new facility, paid for by a sales tax increase and revenue from retail cannabis sales. The facility will feature an indoor pool, recreation courts, and community spaces. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
John Elway is no longer a Denver Bronco. Nine News reports his contract wasn't renewed in March. He says he's ready for more flexibility in his life. Elway was an executive for the team since 2011. You're listening to CPR News. Warmer weather in the forecast for tomorrow around the state. This is CPR.